And also on campus is my colleague Melissa Block. She's been talking to some of the students on campus, and she joins us now. Melissa, as this tragedy continues to sink in there at Virginia Tech, what have people been telling you on campus?
Well, it sounds like a day of just complete confusion and shock for most of these students, who I think are probably still at the very early stages of beginning to digest what happened here. I talked to a couple of students who were aware that a shooting had happened very early in the morning at 7:15, thought it must be some sort of local incident, maybe didn't know it was a shooting, maybe thought someone was sick. They saw police going into a dorm, went on about their life, went off campus, came back to go to classes right at the time that the second shooting was taking place, and were hearing about what was going on in a very roundabout way. The campus did send out an email, the first email, at 9:26 in the morning. That was about 2 hours after the original shooting had taken place, and it just said there's been a shooting in a dorm. Be cautious. The next email that came out was at 9:50, and that one had the subject headline, Stay Put. And you realize that by that point, the carnage was well underway and perhaps even finished in Norris Hall. A number of the students that I talked to said they just didn't know where to go. They heard a siren when it finally came out. A siren system was installed on campus about a year ago, and that was well about 10 o'clock in the morning, they said. So there was a period of just confusion and just not knowing at all what was going on and not getting much clear information from the university as they were trying to piece through what was happening. One student described seeing police with M16s piling out of SWAT vehicles and just thinking that this was nothing like the campus that he had become used to.
We've talked to students there who say the campus is just about empty, as are many of the streets and the shops and the coffee houses and the taverns in and around the campus. Where have the students been going?
It's hard to get a sense of that. I mean, we spoke with students who live off campus, and some of the students who live on campus had gone there, didn't feel safe being in the dorm. So I imagine some students are heading to people that they know who live in town. Some students may well be heading home, wanting to be with family right now. Another element of this is that there's a ferocious, overwhelmingly powerful wind running through Blacksburg today. It was a wind that made it impossible, apparently, for helicopters to airlift the wounded or fatally shot victims out of here. So it's sort of paralyzing in a sense. You sort of need to stay put in a way that the wind is so strong. And I think they're just trying to gather together and talk about what they've seen a little bit. Again, without knowing the names of the victims and who was shot, I think there's just a sense of disbelief, in a sense. And one student said, you know, once we start learning who it was, then maybe we'll either know that person or know someone who knew that person, and it'll become much more real what happened here today.
Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That was my colleague, Melissa Block, speaking to us from Blacksburg, Virginia.